My Friend Flicka by Mary O'Hara, read by Michael Lewis Wells. High up on the long hill they called the Saddleback, behind the ranch and the county road, the boy sat on his horse, facing east, his eyes dazzled by the rising sun. It seemed like a personage come to visit, appearing all of a sudden over the dark bank of clouds in the east, coming up over the edge of it smiling, bowing right and left, lighting up the whole world, so that everything smiled back. The snug, huddled roofs of the ranch house, way below him, began to be red instead of just dark, and the spidery arms of the windmill in the gorge glinted and twinkled. They were smiling back at the sun.
"Good morning, mister,"
shouted Ken, swinging his arm in salute, and the chunky brown Mary rode gave a wild leap. To keep his seat, riding bareback as he was, he clapped his heels into her sides, and she leaped again, this time with her head down. Stiff-legged and with arched back, she landed, and then bucked. Once, twice, three times, and Ken was off, slung under her nose, hanging on to the reins. She backed away, and pulled to get free, braced like a dog tugging at a man's trouser leg.
"No, you don't,"
gasped Ken, sitting up to face her and clinging to the reins.
"Not that time you didn't."
She jerked her head viciously from side to side, Ken's teeth set in anger.
"If you break another bridle..."
This thought made him crafty, and his voice fell to a coaxing note.
"Now, Cigarette, be a good girl. That's a baby. Good girl."
Responsive to the change of tone, one of her flattened ears came forward, as if to peer at him and see if he spoke in good faith. Reassured, she stopped pulling and moved up a step. Ken got warily to his feet and went to her head, still talking soothingly, but with insulting words.
"That's a girl, stupid face. Whoa, baby, Jughead. No sense at all."
And this last was the worst possible insult on the Goose Bar Ranch, where a horse without sense was a horse without a right to existence. Cigarette was not wholly deceived, but stood enjoying the stroking of Ken's hand and awaiting developments.
"Do you think I'd ever ride an ornery old plug like you if I had a horse of my own like Howard's?"
The frown faded from his face, and his eyes took on a dreamy look.
"If I had a colt..."
He'd been saying that for a long time. Sometimes he said it in his sleep at night. It was the first thing he had thought when he got to the ranch 3 days ago. He said it or thought it every time he saw his brother riding High Boy. And when he looked at his father, the longing in his eyes was for that. A colt of his own.
"If I had a colt, I'd make it the most wonderful horse in the world. I'd have it with me all the time, eating and sleeping, the way Arabs do in the book Dad's got on the kitchen shelf."
He stroked Cigarette's nose with the unconscious gesture of an automaton.
"I'd get a tent and sleep in it myself, and I'd have the colt beside me, and it would have to learn to live just the way I do. And I'd feed it so well, it would grow bigger than any other horse on the ranch, and it would be the fastest. And I'd school it so it would follow me wherever I went, like a dog."
At this he paused, struck through and through with bliss at the thought of arousing such devotion in a horse that it would follow him.